This latest economic news doesn't bode well for the job market, obviously. The recession has already claimed more than 5 million jobs. Teenagers in particular should be bracing themselves. A new study shows they could have the toughest time finding summer work since the 1950s. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
During the summer, teenagers typically can count on a number of places for work: fast food restaurants, tourist attractions.
This is amazing, Chicago's Funhouse Maze.
That's one of the attractions at Chicago's Navy Pier. Manager Nicole Kanathachea says she's already filled the 8 positions she had open.
I would say between all the resumes and paper applications, about 200 people who apply for jobs.
John Challenger, the head of the outplacement consulting firm Challenger Gray and Christmas, says today's uncertain economy means fewer jobs, and his firm's latest outlook for teenagers doesn't look good.
Well, it's possible that we'll see, for the first time since 1954, fewer than 1 million 16 to 19-year-olds finding summer jobs.
Andrew Prey of Grays Lake, Michigan, just shy of 16, is hoping to land his first job.
Lifeguard, just something I can do to earn money for gas.
But even one-time teen havens are seeing cutbacks. And Challenger says a tight job market for teenagers means bad news for retailers.
If teens don't have summer jobs, there's less money for them to spend.
There may be some hope. The recently approved Stimulus Act provides $1.2 billion to help create summer jobs for teenagers and young adults. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.